Hi everyone, my name is Sajan Parihar, and I'm here today to provide you a brief overview of Microsoft Azure Application Platform. By this time, I'm sure everybody has heard about cloud. I think cloud is bringing unprecedented change and at the same time opportunity for us. There's a lot of data around, and I'd like to quote one, like IDC forecast that this year, 70% of CIOs will have cloud-first strategy. As you think about choosing a cloud platform to build your applications, you really have to focus on IaaS, which is infrastructure as a service, and PaaS, which is platform as a service. And the key difference between these two options is the balance of responsibility, like how much you have to control, what you have to manage. For example, if you choose to build your applications on IaaS platform, you'll have to think about runtime, middleware, and OS. Like you have to be responsible for patching and all that. Whereas if you go with the PaaS platform, you don't have to worry about all the infrastructure elements. Now, let's talk about IaaS first. So in case of IaaS, you have few choices. First, you can build your applications using VMs or VM scale sets. And this is a scenario where customers take their VMs to the cloud without any change, and we call it more like a lift and shift. Second is you can use containers. And with Azure Container Service, we have the most open platform out there, which really uses like all the open source options that we have. And this provides you better efficiency and speed in comparison to VMs. And I think the other big benefit here is you really benefit by having improved DevOps. Third, we have a platform called Service Fabric. It is really meant for hyperscale applications, and we ourselves use this for applications like Skype, Cortana, and many others. And not only that, in Azure, we do support third-party frameworks, and you can use Cloud Foundry, OpenShift, Aprenda, Jetlastic, and many more. So that's all about IaaS. And with IaaS options, you're essentially driving more efficiencies and really benefiting from getting more efficient scale through a public cloud option. Whereas once you start to get into PaaS option, not only you'll be more efficient, you can innovate faster. Let me quote a number from a recent study that was done by Forrester for Azure PaaS. And I'd like to draw attention to data points towards the right. First, by building the applications on Azure PaaS services, you will be saving time. Like there's 80% IT time saved. What I really like more is you'll be rolling out things faster. There's like 50% faster time to market. Okay, now let's talk about the options we have with PaaS offerings of Azure. First, we have App Service that you can use to build web and mobile apps. And I'll talk more about that just in a second. Second option you have is with Azure Functions, which really provides you a serverless compute experience. And third is Power Apps. And Power Apps provides business users a self-service option to create apps. Now, let's dive into App Service. Now, App Service has everything you need to build apps that target both web and mobile clients from a single app backend. It handles the underlying infrastructure, removing the need for you to maintain or patch it, and is the preferred option for building web or mobile applications because it provides the productivity, scale, performance, and deployment options for most requirements. Second, with Logic Apps, you can automate your business processes using a simple no-code experience. And finally, it has API apps you can use to connect your app to dozens of popular services like Office 365 and Salesforce.com in minutes, and integrate your own APIs so that they can be used with any app. Azure App Service is one of our most popular PaaS application platform, and we have hundreds of thousands of customers who really like it. And the reasons are, first, you can use it to create enterprise-grade apps, and you can take advantage of global data center footprint, and it also provides hybrid support. And our hybrid support allows enterprises to connect back to their on-premise systems. We see a lot of scenarios where customers push their web app into App Service, but leave their backend systems on-premise and connect the two. Next, you can take advantage of AAD. And finally, it's secure and compliant. With App Service environment, you can have a dedicated, isolated environment rather than a shared multi-tenant instance of App Service. This often allows our customers with high security policies a way to leverage this platform as a service offering. App Service is a fully managed platform, and it has built-in auto-scale and load balancing. It provides you high availability with auto-patching, reduced operational cost, backup and recovery. And the third big benefit you get is by having a really high productivity development environment. You have a choice of languages. You can use .NET, Java, PHP, Node.js, and Python. In terms of staging and deployment, we have streamlined the ability of publishing versions of your applications via deployment slots. You can very quickly switch your approved staging version to production, and App Service will handle all the infrastructure actions such as DNS host changes and so on. And next is App Service supports source control integration, and you can also get started quickly with various applications we have in the AppGallery marketplace. Okay, now let's talk about our second PaaS platform, Azure Functions, which provide an event-based serverless compute experience to help accelerate your development. It can scale based on demand, and you pay only for resources you consume. You can create functions in a variety of languages, including Node.js, C#, and F#, and you can do it all in an easy-to-use web interface or using Visual Studio. You can also develop and debug entirely locally on your machine. Now, Azure Functions, they come with numerous triggers and bindings, such as HTTP, storage, queues, and event streams, which allow you to quickly build solutions with less code. Now, let's take an example. Let's say you're creating an invoice processing solution, and you can start with an API layer. Next, you can use Logic App to really post your new invoice, grab the raw file, and then you can use function to convert to JSON. And finally, let's say you store the data somewhere, and once again, you can use the function to fetch the invoice. So it's just an example how you can use functions. Now, I've just covered like a handful of services we have in Azure, and this slide shows you like a variety of services we have in Azure, and you can really think of these as building blocks you can use to build solutions quickly and really accelerate your time to market. Now, in closing, there are like two things I would like to highly recommend. First, take a look at Azure App Service, and you can really try it easily with the URL we have. And second, try out Azure Functions and let us know your feedback. And finally, there are like a lot of resources out there, and I picked a handful of resources. We'll highly encourage you to take a look. That's all I have. Thank you.